My name is Dan Boisevain, and I am a member of the board of directors of Cycle 16. I've been involved with Cycle 16 since 2018, I believe. The society has run a lot longer, but I joined the board after I retired from my full-time work.
And on Friday, last Friday, June 10th, Cycle 16 hosted a groundbreaking ceremony for the first phase of a three-phase construction of the trail. So can you tell our listeners what the three phases are and also just give us kind of an audio map of what we're going to expect?
Sure, you bet. So first thing, it was the groundbreaking was hosted by the regional district of Buckland and Chaco, not by Cycle 16. And the reason for that is that Cycle 16 has put the trail together to this point, but it'll be owned and operated by the regional district of Buckland and Chaco. So it is three phases, and the reason for that was to bite off the whole trail for a group of volunteers seemed like a bit of an overwhelming project. So we broke it into three distinct sections, and section one goes from the Buckley River Bridge and east beside the highway to Laidlaw Road, where the groundbreaking ceremony was last Friday. So that's phase one. Phase two would take it from there further east on the same side of the highway, and then it'll cross underneath the highway at a point and go as far as the highway widening of the brake check just before the regional district's transfer station on Donaldson Road. And then the third phase, of course, would take it to the village of Telqua, to the boundary of the village of Telqua. And actually, there's another phase now that we're calling phase four, and the village of Telqua has applied for money to replace a water line in the shoulder of the highway, near the shoulder of the highway. And as part of that water line replacement, they would construct the trail structure with that. And that would take it right from the boundary right into Eddy Park. So ultimately, the trail will go from the Buckley Bridge, the Cycle 16 Regional District Trail will go from the Buckley Bridge to the boundary of Telqua and then into Eddy Park. Town of Smithers and Village of Telqua both, Town of Smithers has an active transportation plan. Village of Telqua is putting that together now, and this trail will connect to other cycle pedestrian trails within the municipalities. So it'll be quite a network when it's done.
How far away from the highway is this proposed trail?
So the trail will run within the highway right-of-way within the Ministry of Transportation Infrastructure property. And in most cases, it'll be, I believe it's 9 meters from the white line on the edge of the highway to the edge of the trail. And that's called a clear zone. So for a 90-kilometer-an-hour highway, I believe that it's 9 meters. So most of the trail will be 99 meters away from the highway.
Okay. How long has this plan been in the works? And then the second part of that question is, what have been some of the greatest hurdles to overcome? This is a massive project.
Yeah, so the trail concept and idea started actually, I mean, it sounds kind of funny to say it this way, but at the turn of the century. So around the year 2000, 2001, Tony Harris and a few people had an idea to have a trail connect Smithers to Telqua. And it didn't meet with much enthusiasm or acceptance at that time. So after a couple of years of sort of banging their heads on the wall, they shelved it. They put the paperwork away and they forgot about it. And then about 7 or 8 years ago, a young guy named Jeremy Shriver, who is now on the board of Cycle 16 and is one of the founding members of the board now, approached Tony and said, you know, maybe the time is right for that now. So it began again, and there was a lot more enthusiasm, a lot more support, and it's been tough slogging for the first few years for sure. But right now there's just a real momentum and a tremendous amount of support, and that comes in the form of membership with Cycle 16, which exceeds 1,100 people in the area now, and donations and fundraising and municipalities, even the provincial government, active transportation is hitting mainstream with their, with the Ministry of Transportation. So it's a project whose time has come, for sure. Some of the major hurdles have just been getting acceptance, and then and then acquiring some private land for right of way where we needed, you know, a little more room on the side of the trail. Those hurdles have been crossed. They're in the works, and construction on phase one is going ahead. We still have those same things to deal with in the next phases, but once phase one is underway, and actually the board now is focusing on phase two, so that while there's momentum, we can carry on.
And phase one, that's slated to be completed by September of this year?
That's right. So the construction schedule that the contractor has submitted to the Ministry of Transportation and the Regional District shows, I think, a completion of September 22nd, and I have no doubt that it'll be accomplished well within that time frame.
And this is maybe just an opportunity to sort of, you know, give a public acknowledgement, but who are the major people in making this happen?
Well, the Cycle 16 board has worked long and hard, you know, many, many volunteer hours in there. I would have to give a thank you to the Ewens, who own the Par 3 property just at the river, you know, bridge. They've been enthusiastic supporters and have done whatever they can with their land to make the trail happen, and that's greatly appreciated. Ministry of Transportation and Highways and the previous district manager, the current district manager, area manager, roads managers are all very staunch partners and supporters. Without them, this wouldn't have happened. Village of Telco was the very first governmental body that chipped in and got a grant so that Cycle 16 could do a concept design, you know, 8 or 9 years ago. So Town of Smithers is an enthusiastic supporter. And the regional district for taking this on to own and operate. They've never been down this road. They've never done this kind of thing, but they've jumped in and their board enthusiastically supports it. And as a matter of fact, although the trail's not there and construction hasn't started, other regional districts in the north are now calling our regional district and asking them, how does this happen and how do you make this happen? We think that this would be something good in our area. So it's they're leading the way for sure.
Excellent.
If it gets a number of people out of their cars and saves those greenhouse gases in a commuter sense or a recreational sense, it's well worth it. It's going to be good for the health of the community. And it's a very inclusive project. It's not, you know, like just for, you know, skaters as an arena might be, or curlers in the curling rink. This will accommodate people from toddlers to seniors to people that are mobility impaired. It'll accommodate virtually anybody who wants to get out and move. You know, pedestrians, cyclists, all kinds of things.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Dan. I'm very excited about this project, as I'm sure lots of Smithereens and Telquins are as well.
Yeah, it's an exciting project, and it's going to be something that can fundamentally change a lot of things in the Valley. And I'd like to thank Kick Radio for taking interest and airing this as well. It's a great news story.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.